Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The conversation around changing men, changing their names in order to their wives' names, has been a discussion that I thought was quite interesting. Number one, as I said, because I didn't know it wasn't allowed. And number two is I can't really see what the fuss is all about. But apparently there is a bit of a fuss. The Constitutional Court has handed down a landmark ruling. Husbands in South Africa can now legally take on their wives' surnames. It is a decision that many are saying is a breakthrough for gender equality and how we think about families. To unpack the legal and cultural implications, I'm joined by Moses Ngubeni. He is a lawyer, and we've asked him for his assistance on this matter. Moses, good morning, firstly. Thank you for joining us. Can you start by explaining what exactly the constitutional courts have ruled?
Well, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me today. So yesterday, the Constitutional Court delivered a landmark judgment with regards to spouses, particularly men, being permitted to assume the surname of their wives. So the legal position prior to that had always been, and this relates more especially with regards to the Birth and Registrations Act, mm-hmm. And the regulations thereof, particularly sections 20. I just quickly need to confirm.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter which the sections are. I think it's just interesting to know why this was even an issue, why it has been a problem prior to this.
Look, at the center of this is the right to equality, Section 9 of the Constitution, mm-hmm. Which states that everyone is equal before the law and no one can be discriminated against on the basis of their gender, sex, race, and so on. Mm-hmm. So the Act at this point in time, as it is before this judgment was delivered, it used kind of a gendered language to say, only a woman can assume the surname of the man. Now, about two separate couples approached the High Court in Free State shortly after they were denied by the Home Affairs to assume the surnames of their respective wives. And the Director General said this cannot be allowed under the Act. They approached the High Court. The High Court confirmed their application, but the application had to declare inconstitutional validity of the Birth and Registrations Act with regards to the particular provisions. So when the matter was taken to the Constitutional Court, it had to be centered around that, because if the Act used a gendered approach and say only a woman can assume the surname of a man, but not a man assume a surname of a woman, then that creates an issue of discrimination which is inconsistent with Section 9 of the Constitution. It is important to remember that the Constitution is the supreme law of our country, and every law that is inconsistent with the Constitution ought to be declared invalid. So this is an issue of that is primarily centered around equality.
Is this more a legal issue or a cultural issue? In other words, does the fact that the Constitutional Court has ruled in this way really impact it if there is still going to be cultural resistance to this notion?
Look, for the most part, I think with regards to the cultural aspect of it, there is going to be so much resistance. But again, our customary law, which is recognized and it's one of the sources of our law in South Africa, will have to align with the Constitution. I've had discussion with several colleagues over the past couple of hours ever since the judgment was handed down, and they regard the issue of surnames as a colonial construct. Now that brings us to a completely different discussion altogether. But for the most part of it, this is primarily a legal issue that is centered around equality. So it tries to align the fact that women are equal to men. And if we look at any statute that brings about discrimination, that there's a particular test that the courts always adopt. Discrimination is not entirely unlawful. There's a test that the courts adopt to say, does the discrimination, is it unfair? Does it serve a particular legislative or governmental purpose? And if the answers to that are negative, then the discrimination is unfair. And this was the particular test that was followed in this case. So it is for that reason I say it is more of a legal issue than a cultural one. But when we try to link it with cultural practices or customary practices in South African law, then that creates a bit of a division.
It will be fascinating to see if this does have an impact on it from a cultural and social perspective. Just finally, do you see this having some form? Do you see this changing the way people consider this subject and this matter in the future? Or do you think it'll remain within the legal framework?
Look, not by a long shot, if I'm to be quite honest. Mm. It will remain in the framework, but for the most part of it, it will just be an academic judgment. When we deal with issues like this, we cannot ignore the racial diversity of our land.
Mm.
And for the most part, for a black person to assume the surname of his wife or his wife to be, it would be considered an abomination. The judgment is there. It's there to stay. It has been handed down by the apex court. But I don't see changing it so much in the landscape in its entirety.
That's so interesting, and it really does correlate exactly with the way in which we're seeing our listeners interact with that question, and whoever we talk to about that question, that's exactly the response that we are getting.